Alexander Virchow, the bespectacled U.S. ambassador to South Korea, could be mistaken for a librarian or a museum curator on first acquaintance, but looks can be deceiving. Virchow is the one providing the brassy percussion for this live performance of the Rolling Stones' Satisfaction. He says the beat has been in his blood for a long time.
I started drumming when I was 13 years old. After banging a lot on tables with knitting needles and chopsticks, my parents broke down and got me some drums.
Virchow, who has been in the post since last October, does have his abrasive side. He has angered some South Korean officials who are attempting to engage in meaningful exchanges with North Korea by openly criticizing the North, calling it, for example, a criminal regime. Some South Koreans have said he should be recalled. But when he's not banging the drum for a tougher approach to Pyongyang, Virchow can be found putting his musical talents to good use. This week, he joined a performance in Seoul called Parade of Nations, in which members of the diplomatic community showed off their talents in support of various South Korean charities. Virchow was backing up the MOFAT band, which stands for Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade. He has good things to say about the other band members, all of whom are full-time diplomats.
Even though they're working on the free trade agreements and China policy by day, they rock and roll by night.
Another of his fortes is working the crowd when he's on stage.
This song, one of my favorites, was at the direct suggestion of Vice President Dick Cheney.
After that name-dropping introduction, the band launched into the Beatles classic Back in the USSR, with Virchow on drums and as lead vocal. Virchow knows what he is singing about. Before coming to South Korea, he was U.S. ambassador to the Russian Federation. He says it was there that he discovered the potential harmony of diplomacy and rock and roll.
I used it on one occasion to attract attention to the problem of HIV/AIDS by playing at a disco in the Russian city of Saratov. It kind of dramatized the problem.
Here in South Korea, Virchow says he and the MOFAT band are just getting started, even though the business of diplomacy may sometimes get in the way of their fun. Kurt Ishin, VOA News.